Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Sprint ignites a price war for mobile phones, eBay expands its Braintree software, and Google stock reaches a milestone. Those stories and more, but first, Steve Ballmer announced that he is stepping down from the board of Microsoft, effective immediately. Ballmer told Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella that it was impractical for him to stay on, given the multitude of new commitments, as he becomes the new owner of the LA Clippers. The price war is on in the wireless industry. Sprint is rolling out new data-heavy family plans that start at $100 a month. The company will pay as much as $350 to subscribers who drop a rival service to switch to Sprint. eBay's Braintree division is releasing new software that will make it easier for apps to make payments using PayPal. Apps that use the software will be enabled for quicker checkout because consumers' credit card and PayPal account information will automatically be linked. So now you don't have to worry about entering your billing address and other personal information. Roku streaming video technology will be built into new television sets that will hit the U.S. market next month. The TVs will be made by TCL and Hisense, companies that are familiar in Europe and Asia but are largely unknown here in the States. The new sets will be inexpensive. A 32-inch Roku TV from TCL will be priced at $230. Amazon is already taking advanced orders. SanDisk unveiled a new lower-cost hard drive in an effort to woo more mainstream consumers. The 240-gigabyte drive will retail for $115, well below the $189 they've been charging for their top-of-the-line version. The SanDisk Ultra 2 SSD enables PC owners to free up space on their motherboard, which the company says will make the computer 28 times faster. As we continue, tech stocks rise with the broader markets.
As the owner of a delivery company, I have to be in constant contact with my drivers, the warehouse, and my customers. Between scheduling appointments, using GPS, and tracking orders on our smartphones and tablets, we were going way over our data limit every month. That's why I switched to T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business Plan. My company gets all the data we need without worrying about unpredictable overage charges. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only, subject to change.
Tech stocks advanced for another day with the rest of Wall Street. The Nasdaq gaining 19 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 80. Google shares rose 0.75%. Today was the 10-year anniversary of the stock's initial public offering. The stock has risen a staggering 1,300% since they debuted at $85 per share back in 2004. Today they closed at $597.11 a share. Apple crossed the $100 per share mark today for the first time since they enacted the 7-for-1 stock split back in June. Shares finished the day up 1.3% to $100.53 a share. Rackspace Holding finished up more than 2.5%. Late Monday, activist investor Blue Harbor Group disclosed it had increased its stake in the cloud services and hosting company from 2.5% to 6.5%. Hewlett-Packard shares continue to trade higher ahead of the quarterly earnings after the market closed on Wednesday. They finished up just under 0.5%. Other tech gains came from Facebook up 1%, Yahoo 1.2%, and Microsoft 1.1%. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.